What do you hear? Just like our eyes, we will also discern the spiritual realm with our inner and outer ears. What I mean by this is that sometimes you will hear the spiritual realm as a sound or a voice, perhaps, but you may hear it internally, or you may hear it audibly, outside yourself. The young Samuel was sleeping in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Three times he heard a voice call his name in the night. Each time he woke up, found the priest Eli, and asked him, "Did you call me?" Eli had not called the boy, but realized what was happening. So he told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord called out to Samuel again, and Samuel, now able to distinguish his voice, responded as he had been instructed. God spoke to Samuel even further, telling him the things to come in regard to both Eli and Israel. Many people have experienced what Samuel experienced. They have heard the invisible, and they have even heard someone call their name. Or they have heard other things, such as doorbells, a telephone ringing, or bells sounding, only to be unable to find the source of the sound upon investigation. These sounds are typically a call to you from heaven to listen further. The Holy Spirit has something more to say to those of us who have the spiritual ears to hear. Other biblical examples of hearing God's voice include Moses, who heard God speak to him from the burning bush. This is another example of discerning the supernatural in nature. We then read about Ezekiel, who heard the mighty sound of angel wings, and Elisha, who supernaturally heard the secret plots of an enemy king against the nation of Israel. Mary, the mother of Jesus, saw an angel and heard the angel's voice. The disciples heard the sound of a mighty rushing wind in the upper room in Jerusalem. One woman in our church learned to discern the spiritual realm by what was actually happening to her ears. When her ears would ring in a certain way, it meant there was the presence of an evil spirit. This kind of thing was something she originally mistook for tinnitus, the medical condition of hearing ringing in the ears, before she received clarity from the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, when her ears had the sensation of popping open, she discerned this to mean there was the presence of an angel. What do you taste? Discerning spiritual realities through our sense of taste, although biblical, is probably a new concept for many, and one in need of more exploration. King David exhorted us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34, verse 8. We can readily accept seeing his goodness, but tasting his goodness? How does that work? Whenever we discern something good or bad by the Holy Spirit, even if we have discerned it through taste, we have received knowledge from his treasury of wisdom. That is always his goodness being revealed to us. I have heard some people, myself included, describe how they have identified the presence of the Lord through a sweet taste in their mouth. This experience has biblical precedent. The Lord instructed the prophet Ezekiel to eat a scroll with